The recent events in Egypt are signs of the coming of Hazrat Mahdi alayhi salam. The eyes of the whole world have been on Egypt in recent days because the Egyptian people are going through one of the most confused periods of history. 2 million protesters took to the streets while the fighting was going on. These events taking place in Egypt and the physical features of President Hosni Mubarak, who had been head of the government since 1981, being described by our Prophet, peace be upon him, in complete detail in the Hadith, is absolutely astonishing. The Rook appearing in Egypt in the time of Hazrat Mahdi alayhi salam. A star the shape of a horn will appear in the east when Abbasid comes to Khurasan. The birth of that star will be after the eclipse of the sun and the moon. Then corruption will persist until the coming of a rook in Egypt. As it is quite clear from the images you are now seeing, in terms of details such as his hair, the shape of his eyes, his facial expression, and the nature of his lips and nose, Hosni Mubarak's face bears a close resemblance to a rook. Other details provided in the Hadith further corroborate that description. Our Prophet, peace be upon him, reports that this individual will live at a time of corruption and when a two-headed comet is seen. Lulin, the comet in question, approached closest to the Earth in February 2009. In that respect, it is clear the Hadith is referring to our own day. So our Prophet's, peace be upon him, metaphor of a rook appearing in Egypt is completely compatible with Hosni Mubarak. With a flattened nose. A man with a flattened nose will emerge from the Quraysh in Egypt. He will be defeated. His possessions will disappear, and he will flee to Rome. As seen from the picture, Hosni Mubarak's nose is visibly flattened, just as described in the Hadith. One from the Arabs, who destroys those who oppose him, will govern. A tall, powerful, broad-shouldered one from the Arabs, who destroys those who oppose him, will govern. Each of the details revealed in this Hadith is in complete agreement with Hosni Mubarak. For example, Hosni Mubarak had being of tall stature added to the list of presidential preconditions. He himself is also tall, as described in the Hadith. Another characteristic cited in the Hadith is that this person will destroy those who oppose him. Indeed, throughout his years as head of state, Mubarak was known as the last pharaoh because of his dictatorial regime and oppression, especially of Muslims. Our Prophet, peace be upon him, also refers to this person being physically powerful and broad-shouldered, with both his own military experience and also his 25,000 personal army. Mubarak appears to be powerful and is visibly physically strong and broad-shouldered. Corruption that will continue without end before the coming of Hazrat Mahdi alayhi salam. Such corruption will be seen that it will flare up in one place before being extinguished in another, and a herald from the sky will continue to cry out, "What is your leader?" Corruption will continue uninterrupted. People will ask when it ended, but it will still continue. The recent events in Egypt are also one aspect of the corruption in the run-up to the coming of Hazrat Mahdi alayhi salam. Corruption that turned into fighting with swords. Corruption will be seen followed by further corruption, and the first will incite the transition of the last into fighting with swords. In the recent events in Egypt, Mubarak supporters began attacking the protesters using swords and cleavers, just as our Prophet, peace be upon him, described in the Hadith. Corruption will only come to an end to Hazrat Mahdi alayhi salam. They will be freed from corruption through him, Hazrat Mahdi alayhi salam. A corruption will appear such that nowhere will be free of it. And when this corruption ends in one place, it will immediately spread in another direction. And the state of affairs will continue until a herald from the sky calls out, "O people, your leader is now the Mahdi." According to the tidings imparted by our Prophet, peace be upon him, Following a dark time full of fear and violence, Allah will bestow great happiness on mankind through Hazrat Mahdi alayhi salam.